California native Lisette Barres lives in El Salvador. She loves to surf.
When you're surfing, the only thing that matters at that moment is the water and your board and the waves that are coming. And it's a great way to center yourself, and it really teaches you patience. You can fall and get right back up again.
Barres runs a hotel for surfers near the dark sands and big waves of El Cuco Beach.
The beach is one of the best beaches in the world in terms of surfing.
Barres also runs a nonprofit organization to improve educational opportunities in El Salvador. A year ago, a group of surfers from San Francisco was staying at her hotel. She talked with them about her plans to build a high school, and they volunteered to help.
They came down and spent almost 2 weeks. About 20 surfers came and worked hands-on and then helped us finish the foundation and begin the walls on the project.
They were members of Surf for Life, based in San Francisco. Financial planner and surfer Alex Fang co-founded it 4 years ago.
My friend and I decided that we wanted to create an organization that would allow people to travel, but also focus that energy towards something that would be positive.
So, Fang says, Surf for Life organizes trips to surfing destinations where surfers also work on infrastructure projects that promote education in the local communities.
For us, that includes bridges, things that allow people to access schools themselves, renovating schools so they're usable or completing unfinished schools.
We're saying thank you so much for providing us with your waves and your beaches, and as a treat for you, we're going to build a school for your community because your community needs it.
32-year-old Sierra Brasher joined the group 3 months ago. She just returned from a Surf for Life trip to Costa Rica.
It was the most memorable week of my entire life. I got to co-lead a trip of, there were 14 volunteers. We went to Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica, and it's in the jungle and it's on this beautiful beach.
Brasher and her group helped build a two-room elementary school.
We had a total of 40 volunteers that traveled down there. And the first group was laying the foundation, and then the second group laid the tile down and they finished the drywall. And then our group, we grouted the tile and cleaned up all the grout, and then we painted the entire interior and exterior of the two rooms.
Then they moved on to another project.
Our group also put a deck. It's called the Bridge. It's a soup kitchen, and they serve the Bribri, which is a local indigenous tribe there.
I don't think I've ever sweat as much as I have when I was down there in Costa Rica. I think it was a combination of all the manual work and then also the climate.
Still, says computer security expert Ian Sharp, it was a rewarding experience.
You see the smile of the kids' faces, and you know that you're making a lasting impact in the community. At the last day, the students all created some thank you cards, and they gave us for all the hard work for helping them build out this school.
So far, Surf for Life has focused on Central American communities, but co-founder Alex Fang says they plan to expand.
We're looking at potential projects in partnership with a few other organizations in Japan, in Africa, and in Southeast Asia. We're also looking at Bangladesh and trying to create a women's center in one of the surfing villages out there.
While Surf for Life members are building what local communities need, they're also changing perceptions about surfers. They're not interested only in riding the waves and having fun. They also care about the people who live near the beautiful beaches they love. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.